Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Wednesday, July 6th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. An L.A. jury today found Eric Holder Jr. guilty of first-degree murder in the 2019 shooting death of Grammy-winning rapper Nipsey Hussle. But guilt or innocence wasn't the question. Instead, it was whether Holder carried out a cold-blooded killing, as prosecutors had claimed, or if, as the defense argued, he was in a rage when he gunned down Hussle 9 minutes after the two men had a heated conversation outside the 33-year-old rapper's Crenshaw area clothing store. The jury sided with the prosecution and didn't take long to do it. 5 hours Friday, and after a 4th of July holiday break, less than 1 hour today. More now from KPCC's LEU.
32-year-old Eric Holder Jr. was also found guilty of attempted voluntary manslaughter and assault with a firearm for injuring two other men during the March 2019 shooting. Prosecutor John McKinney says nothing can heal the wound for Hussle's loved ones, but he hopes the conviction will provide some closure.
We hope that there is some resounding peace in the fact that his killer will be in prison, likely for the rest of his life.
McKinney argued this was a cold-blooded and premeditated attack. Holder's attorney Aaron Jansen insisted his client shot Hussle in the heat of passion and should have been charged with voluntary manslaughter. Jansen says in a statement that he's deeply disappointed in the first-degree murder conviction and they plan to appeal. Holder is set to be sentenced in September. I'm Ellie Yu.
Alex Alonso, the founder of StreetGangs.com, was in the courtroom today and throughout the trial. He says profound sadness surrounds the murder of Nipsey Hussle.
It is extremely tragic that a guy that was well-loved, extremely successful, and came from the same community that Eric Holder did. These guys grew up together. They're only 4 years apart. So these guys knew each other very well growing up in this community.
Alex Alonso, the founder of StreetGangs.com and a professor of Chicano and Latino studies at Cal State Long Beach. The L.A. Unified School District cannot require older students to get vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to attend in-person classes. That's what an L.A. County judge ruled late yesterday. KPCC's Kyle Stokes says that ruling has little practical effect for now.
LAUSD had already planned to pause enforcement of its vaccine rule for students 12 and up. District leaders made that call after California delayed a similar statewide student vaccine rule until July 2023. But LAUSD had planned to go further than the state and refuse exemptions for personal or religious beliefs. So an LAUSD family sued, arguing the district doesn't have the authority to deny these exemptions. Only state lawmakers do. This week, a judge agreed, saying LAUSD cannot impose a stricter vaccine requirement. Attorney Ari Spangler represented the plaintiffs.
We're really happy that the judge, you know, stuck with the law and didn't let politics persuade him, because it just seems like this has been such a political battle.
Spangler's firm also successfully overturned a similar vaccine rule in San Diego Unified. That district appealed. LA Unified officials did not immediately say whether they plan to appeal as well. Covering education, I'm Kyle Stokes.
Phil Washington, who stepped down last year after 6 years as the CEO of the L.A. Metropolitan Transportation Authority, has been picked by President Joe Biden to be the next administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration. For the past year, Washington has been in charge of the Denver International Airport. He's also an Army vet, 24 years in the service, and after the Army, he ran the Denver Regional Transportation District. Let's stay with transportation for a moment, the walking and biking kind. Work crews have begun to build a new 5.5-mile path that bicyclists, runners, and walkers can use to get from Inglewood to South LA and back again. The story from KPCC's Sharon McNary.
Bicycles are a critical form of transportation for workers and students in LA, but potholes and distracted drivers can make cycling risky. The new path to be built on an unused metro train right-of-way will have dedicated lanes for bikes and pedestrians well out of the way of cars. The rail-to-rail active transportation project will provide a safer alternative to walking, biking, or driving on major streets. It'll connect points on the A and K light rail lines, formerly known as the Blue and the Crenshaw LAX lines. It'll also connect to the Metro Silver Line rapid bus line. For KPCC, I'm Sharon McNary.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.